2. The multitudes of people covered the beauty of the fields. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hataavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 to 5 and 33 to 34. James finally moved on from the enveloping luxuries of Tybalt's and arrived at London on the 7th of May. He found a city full of flowers. James Naismith, who was to become chief surgeon to the king, had at last persuaded one of his Persian black fritillaries to bloom. He had seen a printed illustration, he had the bulbs from what he considered a good source, and now at last its dark, plum-coloured pagoda of hanging heads was up and mysteriously beautiful in his long-acre garden. Robert Cecil himself had a garden he treasured next to his house on the Strand, shaded with lime trees, and where tulips from Crete and Turkey, globe flowers from the Peloponnese, and American yuccas all grew. In the greenhouses the artichokes, melons, and cucumbers were coming on. The lamb's lettuce, endives, rocket, marigolds, orange, spinach, chervil, and rampion were all out, planted in the beds. Some of the more advanced gardeners were experimenting with the bitter leaves of chicory, known then as Latuca romana. Horseradish was grown as an ingredient for fish sauce, along with both Spanish...